विविधतापूर्ण ऑस्ट्रेलिया की 47वीं संसद की बैठक इस हफ्ते शुरू होने के लिए तैयार है। संसद के सांस्कृतिक और भाषाई रूप से विविध पृष्ठभूमि के दो नए सदस्यों ने कैनबरा में बहुसांस्कृतिक ऑस्ट्रेलिया का प्रतिनिधित्व करने के विशेषाधिकार की बात की है। सीनेटर जेना स्टीवर्ट मुथी मुथी और वोम्बा वोम्बा लोगों में से एक स्वदेशी ऑस्ट्रेलियाई हैं। फातिमा पेमन जो एक अफगान में जन्मी मुस्लिम है, उन्होंने SBS न्यूज के साथ उनकी आकांक्षाओं के बारे में बात की। सीनेटर जेना स्टीवर्ट विक्टोरियन सरकार में एक पूर्व मंत्रिस्तरीय सलाहकार और वरिष्ठ लोक सेवक है। वे कहती हैं कि उन्हें सबसे विविध लेबर सरकार का हिस्सा होने पर गर्व है और ये सुनिश्चित करना चाहती हैं कि हर मानव जाति की सभी महिलाएं सामने आएं और प्रतिनिधित्व करें।
For me, I talk a lot about how important diversity is in everything that we do. One of the absolute priority areas for me is thinking particularly about not just First Nations women or First Nations people, but for women of colour as well, and how we can increase visibility and representation in everything that we do. So I'm incredibly proud to be part of one of the most diverse Labor teams. And you know, there's also six First Nations people are part of the Labor caucus as well, which is incredible. But one of the things that I'll always say is that I'm really looking forward to a time where this doesn't make the news, because this is just the makeup of our parliament. It's just everyday business.
पहली बार फेडरल संसद में 10 एबोरिजिनल और टोरेस स्ट्रेट आइलैंडर राजनेता हैं। पिछली संसद के तुलना में ये 67% की वृद्धि है, जहां पहले संसद के केवल 6 सदस्य स्वदेशी थे। सीनेटर स्टीवर्ट कहती हैं कि वे अभी भी इस तथ्य को संसाधित करने की कोशिश कर रही हैं कि अब वे संसद सदस्य हैं।
It definitely has not sunk in. I've been, you know, spending the nights recently writing my first speech. I think when I'm in the chamber, when I'm there sitting with my colleagues, you know, being kind of welcomed in by the governor, I think really then it will really set in. It doesn't quite feel real yet. So it's all very exciting.
Western Australia ki 27 varshiya senator Fatima Payman batati hain कि लेबर सरकार को एक बहुसांस्कृतिक सरकार देते हुए देखकर उन्हें ऑस्ट्रेलियाई होने पर गर्व होता है।
The highlight of this election, right? To see that the Labor government was able to deliver that, something that, you know, we've just been talking about multiculturalism and the importance of it. But now that we see it, it's really that sort of proud moment of calling yourself an Australian. And you know, you can't be what you can't see. And so we're seeing a diverse representation from all walks of life, and it's going to be such an interesting parliament to have those different perspectives at the table.
जब उनसे पूछा गया कि उनके साथी सीनेटरों द्वारा कैसा स्वागत किया जा सकता है, तब उन्होंने बताया कि आपसी समझ महत्वपूर्ण है।
I think my presence in the Senate is going to challenge that. So I don't even, that's not something I'm seeking out to go and clarify. But I think over time, there's going to be a mutual understanding of what their story was for having those sort of sentiments towards Muslims or towards multicultural communities. And maybe my understanding of, you know, their position. So it will be an interesting experience.
मिनिस्टर ऑफ मल्टीकल्चरल अफेयर्स एंड्रयू जाइल्स कहते हैं कि बहुसांस्कृतिक और शरणार्थी पृष्ठभूमि के लोगों ने उन्हें बताया है कि वे नई संसद में अपने जैसे दिखने वाले लोगों को देखकर उत्साहित हैं।
I think it comes down to at the grassroots level making sure that there's room for everyone. And it comes down to role modelling. Yesterday I was in Brisbane. I met with a group of fantastic refugee leaders, and they spoke not just about the work they're doing, but of the sense they have as being role models. But they also told me how excited they were to see a more diverse Australian parliament, to see people who looked like them in our national parliament. And I think having that will be a tremendous drive for more young people from diverse backgrounds to think that there is a place in our national story for them at the very centre. So if we can just harness that energy, always look at our processes, we're going to have an election review to think of how we can do better, but use this as a tremendous springboard to do better.
SBS News के लिए इसाम अल गालिब और पाब्लो वनालिस की इस खबर को आपके लिए SBS हिंदी से प्रस्तुत किया प्रियंका हतवर्णे ने।